Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Macho King Randy Savage. And when I'm not helping my buddy Dean Kane sort paint cans in the Lowe's parking lots, you'll find me snapping into Extra Life Radio. Oh, yeah!
Excuse me, Mr. Savage. It's not a Slim Jim or something else that you can snap into. It's the Extra Life Radio podcast.
Oh, well, how are the graphics?
Pretty good.
Extra Life Radio. It makes me poo fire.
Hi, this is Len.
And this is Nora. And we're from Jawbone Radio.
And you're listening to Scott Johnson, that geeky, crazy, wacky dude from Extra Life Radio.
Now get back to work.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Extra Life Radio. As if you didn't have enough life, we bring extra. And tonight is a very special Extra Life. This is Scott Johnson, the host of the program, and purveyor of all this crap we're going to do tonight. Before we go too much further, we'd like to say that YouBuyNow.com is an awesome place to get your action figures and geek needs taken care of. It sounds like a disease. But go check it out. YouBuyNow.com. Got great stuff there. We got a little segment in the middle of the show today that talks a little bit about some of the stuff I've got this week. Great information as usual. And don't forget, you can use the Extra Life code to save yourself 10% on all their awesome stuff they have over there. Thanks again to Brian over there at YouBuyNow.com. Welcome to the show, everybody. Let's go ahead and get right to it. This is show number 90, by the way. May 16th is the night we're recording this. And I sound like an idiot, so I'm just going to jump to who's here.
Fine.
What?
In show 89?
It's no,
yeah,
week,
remember
it was the two 80, fat guys.
Yeah, two fat people doing the 69
oh
with belts
gosh,
on.
It is 88. Or no, 89.
89.
Oh my gosh.
89.
All right, so I'm totally
now
losing it.
Now just one of them is fat.
We've just proven I'm losing it. Now just one of them's fat. Very nice. And the other one's a little top heavy. But anyway, welcome to the show, everyone. Let me start
Wait, we're on the air.
Yeah, of course we're on the air. That voice you heard just now comes from all the way from Columbia, through a tiny string and a Dixie cup. Welcome, Obsidian, from commissioncomic.com. Obsidian, hello.
You know, I'm just here eating my Doritos with guacamole, and I think the guacamole is bad, man.
Yeah.
I think it's sour, really.
He's a great big scary guy in Prison Break. Just want to throw that out. No, avocado, sorry. It's a very obscure reference.
Actually, we say avocado, we say it aguacate.
Oh, dude. Just like Javier, Professor Javier.
I'm kidding. Why?
Because that's wrong. I'm just kidding.
Oh, hey, we lost Andrew. Let me bring him in. Hold on. Crap. Oh, what's going on? Okay. We're bringing him back in. As you can hear, people can hear the ringing. Okay, Andrew,
wow,
you there?
Wow, your bandwidth blows.
Dude, it isn't me. Everyone else was fine. You're the only
No, it
one.
Is yours. It is yours. I don't know. Scott is always saying that his Utah bandwidth is the best in the world. Well,
no.
I'm sorry, Scott.
Now, hold on.
I don't know what Utah's standards are.
They just
But they're definitely not up to par.
They just upgraded it to 2 meg per second, fast,
oh, wow.
Awesome.
Two meg an hour,
yeah.
Is what he does.
The only person cutting out tonight is Comcastic Andrew. I think it's all
well,
about
what's
Comcast.
Funny is, I didn't lose connection. I was still browsing the web, and I was still connected to Skype. It just like hung up on me.
Well, that's weird. Well, hopefully it won't hang up on you again.
Andrew.
Well, while we're at Andrew, let's introduce him. From the Wang of America, Andrew's here. Andrew, hello.
Hello.
He's also the co-host of The Instance, which you can check out on Thursday nights at theinstance.net. Had to throw that plug in there. Welcome to the show. And also with us is Brian from Brian from missiondeep.com.
Don't perpetuate the myth.
I know, the myth that you're the same. Brian, hello. How's things?
Things are fine.
Now, well, I'll tell you about this in a second. But before I say anything else, we have with us a very special guest. You all heard the female voice. And no, it's not Andrew again, like we were playing last week. On the phone with us, or on the Skype with us, or whatever the heck this is, all this
Andrew
technology.
Changed his name to Galaxia.
We have
That's
when
I worked the street.
Exactly. We have with us in the hizzy, Absolute Amy from the Red Boy Podcast, and you can find more about that at redboypodcast.com. Amy, welcome to the fray.
Oh, thank you so much.
We're just glad to have you here. It's part of our little May Sweeps exchange program that the Tripod Network is doing that we're a part of course. And
yeah, we're podcast swingers.
This is true. I think you mentioned that last week. So we gained a reputation, and I'm so glad you're here and not running screaming for your life.
Well, I am really excited.
Good. And isn't, now, Brett, isn't Chad, well, let me, I almost said Chad.
Red Boy?
Isn't Red Boy Matt. Right there with you helping with like production
yes,
duty?
Yes, he is.
That's cool.
I am right here.
Oh, hi. Hey, how's it going?
Whoa. He is monitoring the situation.
And you know, wow.
Before I
leave. Can do two voices.
Yeah. Amy can throw her voice. That's kind of cool.
That's impressive.
Red Boy, she's not just a laugh track on this end of the Skype. She really will talk.
I hope
so,
I do.
So tell us, Amy, what other genders can you simulate?
Well, there's only one more, isn't there? Or is there more?
I don't know. You know, I can do a Minnie Mouse.
not bad. That's the third, the elusive third gender we weren't aware of. But anyway, yeah, welcome to the show. And why don't you quickly just tell us a little bit about your show and what's going on over there. It's actually a very awesome podcast. I listened to it and have since we joined the Tripod Network. I hadn't heard of it before. I noticed you guys sport some artwork from Len at Jawbone for your album art, which is very cool. So tell us a little bit about your show.
Well, we're a couples cast, I guess you'd call that. And we're located here in the lovely cornfields of Bloomington, Illinois.
Amy, if I can ask you a question, what is a couples podcast? Because it sounds kind of kinky to me.
Well, let me put it. We're also a PG-13 cast well.
So are we typically, but the only
Does that mean you say words like titty?
Oh my goodness!
Okay, that's one that we kind of
Let me just let me first of all apologize for the Colombian. Second of all, say that he is the reason we're even PG-13. I should throw that out there.
Yeah, it's just because I say the word dildo.
Oh my gosh! All right, so let's move on to the big news of the week. Holy
no,
shimole.
But seriously, what is a couples podcast?
Well, this is what I've been told, because since there are, it's a man and a woman type of thing here, that they switched it in and they called us a couple cast.
Dude, who is singing?
Well, and that sometimes might not be the case if you listen.
I actually like that you guys argue a little bit. It's fun to listen to.
Well, good.
It's not a lot. I mean, it's obviously, we can tell it's all a lot of fun, but there occasionally it gets a little heated and it's fun. It's great listening.
Well, I got in trouble a couple times. Yeah. I had some people who were a little upset with me because I went off on a rant a few times. Matt has something he'll play when I get on a big rant and says the views are not expressly, I don't know.
Approved by the program.
Approved by the Red Boy podcast or something like that.
Exactly.
So wait a second. You guys actually get into arguments?
Yeah.
I gotta ask. Did this any time end up in you guys actually arguing beyond the podcast?
Well, we actually one time I told him after a show that we actually stopped the show and that show was never even put out there because we got in an argument and I told him I wasn't going to podcast anymore with them.
So podcasting geeks everywhere are going to try to find this archive and bring it to light.
Well, and I will tell you,
it will be a beauty.
It lasted a couple days. I mean, it even went through email back and forth from when I was working outside of the home.
Wow.
So
he slept on the couch for a few days.
No. Yeah. We didn't do that, but, we're not going to be talking. So,
well, before,
that's what happened.
You know what? That actually leads into something I wanted to talk about on the show, and that is not rage between couples, but rage on the road. Now, just hear me out, you guys. This freaking sucks. I'm on the road the other day with my wife. She's driving the van.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
She drives... there's more to the story. She's driving the van, as she often does, because she's my driver. But anyway, she's driving the van. We got the kids in the back seat. We're trying to merge into a road, and the guy next door in this old beat-up Ranger was refusing to let her merge in, even though she was ahead of him the whole time. And she can't really do anything. There's somebody right in front of her, and he's just going to cut himself off. So the natural thing for him to do, if he's a normal, stinking human being, is to quit trying to force himself in there and back up and be behind her. Well, he lays on his horn, and then for the next 4 miles, and I'm not kidding you, he tailgated us and flipped us off with both hands on the wheel the whole time. Just gave us this permanent bird, right? Double bird.
And you didn't have your kids, giving them the bird back?
I was like, you guys, let's watch this video here on this little screen. let's ignore anything that's happening behind us. And then, of course, they go, what, Dad? I want to see. So they want to see what this guy's doing. Anyway, he was some kind of bearded dude. Not that that's bad, Brian.
So your kids talk like Mickey Mouse?
he was... He was a bearded dude, so he was the Unabomber.
Indeed.
Did he have blue blockers on?
I don't know. But it was scary as crap because my wife was like so angry. This is the only time she really gets mad. It's the only time she ever swears, ever. So she is
car?
Just beep, beep. I mean, she's just mad.
So it's awesome. So do the kids, like, you know, get on her when she swears?
Oh, yeah. They look at her like, oh, my gosh, what is going on with mom? Because she never does it otherwise.
Wait a minute. It's not okay for your kids to see a guy flipping you off, but it's okay for your wife dropping, like, the F-bomb in the car.
She never dropped the F-bomb. Hers are pretty mild. It's a lot of sort of a-hole and
that's mine.
S-head and all that kind of stuff. And so she just, there's nothing else.
Oh, so
in
that's
this,
PG-13.
Very much.
Yeah, you know. The big asshole.
So anyway, so at least you can commiserate. You understand our pain.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was a horrible experience. I just wanted to bring that up.
My son called me out because we had a gentleman who pulled out in front of us the other day.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, God. And I go, asshole, like that. And Luke goes, Mom, don't say God. And I'm like, oh, jeez. I'm sitting there going, I'm taking him off to, parochial school. And I'm sitting there going, oh, this is not good. This is not good. Yeah. And he's calling me out. At least, he forgot about the asshole. So
there's nothing worth him forgetting about that,
by
the way.
Well, the thing is, Amy, God made the Rumpole. So there's nothing wrong about it. I mean, if you yell Rumpole to a person, it's okay.
Because Dean Cain came up with it?
I'm going to start saying that.
It's like I'm going in my car rumble. And somebody cuts me off, and I go like, Dean Cain!
Yeah. Hey, Obsidian, speaking of rage and road rage, don't you live in like the road rage capital of Earth? I mean, what's it like down there?
It is true.
People have guns and turrets and stuff.
Well, gun turrets.
Medellin, it's like Mad Max. It's considered the angriest place to drive on Earth. And what you just told me, that is a good day driving here. I mean, the story you just told, I once had a guy try to actually ram his car into mine because I passed
him. Lord.
But wait a minute. Is it like Road Warrior where you're just sort of like, you come up on a roadblock and there's a bald guy up there wearing horns on his head going, just walk away, just walk away. I mean, what's it like? I think we're losing.
I'll tell
Andrew.
You know what they normally tell people, that you should drive defensively?
Yeah.
Here it's it's like a martial art. You know, it's like self-defense in cars and stuff like that. You're basically driving, and you got to be careful because people here drive very fast. They drive very aggressively, and if you tick the wrong person off, they'll try to crash you.
Really?
It does happen.
It's that bad. That sounds like attempted murder to me.
Well, technically it is, and you can actually go to jail for it. For example, one particular trick, is that you drive your car in front of the other person.
Yeah.
You put it in front of the other person, the person you're angry at, and if you slam the brakes and the person hits you from behind, it's his fault.
Oh. Well, geez.
So people do that. I mean, and for example here, if you tick off a taxi cab driver, where for some reason you crash into a taxi cab driver, you are in a lot of trouble because if you, if you crash with a cab, immediately about 10 or 20 cabs are going to surround you because they're all like this big gang.
Oh,
so you're going to get into a lot of trouble. And once, for example, I had a bus with his tail, with the backside of the bus. He actually hit my car. He ruined my right door back when I had a car that had doors. Well, I have a Jeep now. It doesn't have any doors.
Okay.
Yeah, but a bus was on my right. He actually turned away, and with his tail, he actually ruined the right side of my car, and he didn't even stop. I mean, he just went
just
away.
Just kept on going.
Think even, yeah, and that's driving here. That's everyday driving here.
That's pretty sweet. Okay, everybody, sorry we're back. We had a little Skype outage. For some reason, I popped back in after I fixed the audio, and they were talking about gynecologists. Now, not to get too weird or anything, but I just want to tell you a joke I've known since high school I think is really funny.
Is this the kind of joke that's going to get you slapped?
No, it'll rain.
Is this the kind of joke that's going to make
me feel...
Are you
going to apologize?
It's going
to make me feel dirty, and I'm going to have to shower.
No, it's going to maintain our PG-13 rating. without.
Okay, okay, Scott. Thing. Scott, but before we do this, let's learn something today. Okay, let's grow a litter in this program.
Oh, no.
A litter.
Ask yourself before you tell the joke.
See.
Do this with me, Scott.
See.
Okay.
See.
Say after me.
See.
Am I going to offend somebody?
Am I going to offend somebody? No.
And oh, great. Then go ahead.
All right. Here's the joke. So, mom or dad says to his son, "Son, what do you want to be when you grow up?" "Dad, I think I want to be a gynecologist." "Why is that, son?" "Well, I've had a lot of hands-on experience."
Oh. Okay, wait, wait. You know, we're missing another question after the "Am I going to offend somebody?"
Okay,
question.
Wait.
It's, is this joke lame as hell?
Look, it worked when I was in seventh grade, all right? I don't know what happened to it since then. It's had some trouble.
What was that, like 50 years ago?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I'm that old. All right, well, anyway, so that's the road rage topic. I thought that was interesting. You guys who got cut off missed a bunch of Obsidian stuff about Columbia, but you'll hear it in the show.
Oh.
It was good stuff, though.
I got a question.
Yeah.
In Columbia, do you have car insurance?
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Do you sell car insurance?
No, I'm just wanting to know because, you know, I don't want to, you know, make this go too long, but when we went to China, I noticed that everybody's cars had dents, and I'm sitting there going, okay.
When did you go to China? How long ago?
That's good times.
It was about 10 months ago.
I went in 2000, and I noticed the same thing. Everything's dented, and if a car gets wrecked, they just leave it there.
Exactly, and well, they just leave.
I see what you're asking.
They just take off.
Exactly, and we were in a cab that hit the cab in front of us, and no one did anything. I just sat in the back going,
isn't
oh
that
my
weird?
Gosh.
It's like they'll get out and go,
I'm gonna
no,
die.
You expect them to get out and go, hey, you hit my car, you hit my car. But they don't
exactly.
even do that.
I date you later.
I get you later. I pay you later. I date you later. Huh? What are you talking about?
No, but okay, I see where this question is coming from, and I got to modify my answer. Okay. We do have car insurance, but, for example, I don't have any.
Because what's the point?
Well, no. I mean, like, my car is 51 years old. It would
wow.
cost me this life and the next to have car insurance.
Yeah. What is it, like an old German Jeep from the war, or what is it?
Yeah. It's a Willys Jeep.
Oh, really?
It's a Willys
cool.
Jeep. Yeah, it's a 51-year-old Willys.
You should see the look on Matt's face. He is a Jeep man.
Oh, he's probably jealous, yeah.
I got a question.
Yeah,
that sounds kinky again. But for example, one day I was at the stoplight. I stopped there, and all of a sudden, bam, a taxi cab hits me from behind. I turn around and look at the guy, and a Willys Jeep in the back, it has like this... it has something that sticks out. I don't know what you would guys would call it, where you put the rope or whatever you need to tie there.
The engine.
Oh, sorry.
Bumper.
The bumper.
Yeah, it has something that comes out from the bumper and the taxi cab.
The hitch.
Hitch. Yeah.
Crashed into that and totally ruined the frontal part of his car.
It ruined that thing that I don't even know what it is.
the radiator, everything. No, my car didn't even have a scratch.
Yeah, but see, your car. Is made back when the cars were made out of steel, not plastic and fiberglass.
That's true, actually.
I
mean,
yeah, so I get
point.
Out of the car and I go up to the taxi and I go like, "Hey, man, what happened?" Like, "Oh, you know, don't worry, you know, nothing happened to you." Like, "Yeah, I'm not asking about my car. I'm asking about yours. I mean, look at it, man." He's like, "Well, you know, it's my fault, so I guess you know, no problem with you." I'm like, "Yeah, well,
dude, I couldn't live down there."
I got a question for you, Amy.
Yeah.
When you were in China, did you get the syndrome?
No, I didn't. I did not get China syndrome.
Dude, you've been polishing
I got another
that one
China
off all night.
I know.
When you were in China, did people point at you for your round eyes?
Yes.
No, they actually do this.
My hair. Blonde hair. At the time, I had blonde hair. Now I'm more of a redhead. And my husband has red hair, and people were coming up to him
man.
In droves. Yeah. And they were just...
Look at the funny so Irishman they were thinking.
Wow, that's
like,
awesome.
Because... That's all I can say.
Ni hao ma, ni hao ma,
shay shay. Shay shay.
Yep, I remember some of that. You know what's funny about that place? It seemed like every other car was actually not a car. It was a bike covered, piled with rags. Did you notice that?
Well, our gigantic boxes on the back. And my favorite, when we got into China... And it was in the middle of the night, and we're driving in, and there's this little man on, like, a little moped, and then he had this tank behind him, and there was this gigantic fish And I kept looking, going, oh, gosh, that's going to be on our breakfast table tomorrow. Oh,
I couldn't eat.
So the guy was on a bike. He had a tank and a giant fish bottle. Do you drink?
Yeah. You know what, dude? You think
well,
you would
I do,
in China.
But
so what drugs did they give you in China?
Dude, they used...
Oh, wait
they
a minute.
Used,
you
they,
were chasing
enough.
The dragon, weren't you?
They have a lot of uses for corn where she comes from, trust me. Well, all right, let's move on to another topic. This whole E3 thing that ended last week, I want to just have a quick rant about how disappointing Sony was. By the way, Obsidian, this is the part where you can go get a drink because you can't get consoles in Colombia. Anyway, the Sony deal was completely disappointing. The Nintendo Wii was pretty much the winner of the show in terms of everybody's attention. Lines were huge. It was impossible to get in there and play anything. They pretty much stole the show. Microsoft did pretty well. They held their own and had a lot of good second-generation titles. Thoughts? Brian, what do you think about what went down? Anything interesting last week, or do you think it was all just a bunch of hype?
Yeah, it was a bunch of hype. I didn't really get to see too much except for a lot of write-ups on the Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, didn't
and
you notice?
People talking about standing in lines and you just for hours on end.
The gaming news was saturated beyond belief with Wii news. And
it was.
I don't know that that is...
with Wii news, it had a little
yeah, news. Yeah, Wii little news. I didn't see anything about the PlayStation except for when they had that crash. That's the only thing I even seen.
Well, I saw there was a whole lot about how they were charging $600 for that hunk of crap, and that's,
oh, yeah,
that's
yeah,
where
that
it turned
too.
Me off. I was like, sorry. Until you show me something worth $600, I'm not interested.
From what I've seen, and a lot of I saw like all the videos. I streamed all the videos from the different conferences. It basically Nintendo made up for the fact that last year they had a very subpar showing, and both Nintendo and Microsoft pretty much put Sony in the dirt.
Yeah,
yeah,
they did. And I'm
which
actually,
is scary because that's an expensive console. That's going to be hard. It's hard sell.
That show made me want an Xbox 360 for the first time. Not just because of price, but because I went, you know what? They're doing some things really right here. I'm still really mostly interested in the Wii, but I could go that way. Now, Amy, the question is, do you play video games in your home?
Well, we do.
Good.
But if you were to ask me what we have, I think we have an X cube.
An X cube.
Am I right? Do we have
close.
That? I don't know.
Close.
It's awesome. Where do you get one?
Is Matt just?
Sorry.
I've been wanting one of those
in.
For ages.
Yeah, let Matt step in and explain.
You can get it.
I had to protect my honor here.
Is she making you look bad?
So you can get an X cube from that company called Microtendo.
Yeah, Microtendo. Yeah. Nintendsoft. So,
we do not own the elusive X cube. We do own an Xbox.
That's
awesome.
That's it.
You know, we need to design the X cube.
We do. In fact, the title of
it's a hybrid.
The title of this podcast will probably be Introducing the X Cube. I'm just warning you now. Because that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. That was awesome.
We have an Xbox, a GameCube. And a PS1 is what we have.
All right.
Just to help Amy out here.
Sounds
there
like
you go.
My, yeah. Sounds like my house. That's about right.
So you know, those are the things that we have that you obviously know that I don't know a lot about.
That's awesome, though.
That was awesome how he comes in. He's like, whoa, hold the phone here.
Oh, that's too funny.
Okay. You know,
he's
I'll take
laughing at me.
I think it's great. Let's jump to a couple of phone calls. We did get quite a few, so we want to get started on them now. I was asking Amy.
Oh, man, we could just end the podcast now.
I know, that was awesome. But I was talking earlier to Amy about whether she came from Iowa or not, and I was glad to hear she didn't because this guy has something to say about Iowa.
Hey, Scott and crew. This is TJ from the forum. Hey, if you guys are thinking about heading to Iowa, just skip it. I've been driving through the state for a few hours. The most exciting thing I've seen is a freaking cow. Boring as hell. Bye.
Anyway. Dude, you know what? Let me just say, I love our listeners. They call it like these things that don't have anything to do with anything, and they end up being the best calls. I just love it. So that was great. We did also get another message from our friend in Dubai. Oh, go ahead.
Actually, I think the call about the cow, I think that's on their license plate. The best thing we got is a freaking cow. I think.
Well, you got to wonder, if you were in Iowa in the middle of the night, would you ever see somebody in a full burqa riding on a jet ski? Do you think it's possible? Well, if it's not, our friend Michael in the Middle East has seen this very thing. Check it out.
Hey, Scott and Extra Life crew. This is Michael, the Middle East guy, or Fremen Usul on the forums.
This week I've been in Saudi Arabia all week, and I saw something today from my hotel that I thought was pretty interesting and thought people might be interested in what life is like in Saudi Arabia. As many of you might or might not know, women, of course, aren't allowed to drive here. They can't even leave the country unless they have permission from their fathers, brothers, or guardians. It was interesting to see a woman. They have a jet ski place where you can rent jet skis, and all the women on the jet skis were in full black abayas. That means covered from head to toe with gloves on and everything, black all the way up and down, on jet skis riding around the lake out here. And it was quite a sight. So people dripping wet in full black abayas on jet skis. Needless to say that it was not something that you see every day, even in the Middle East. So anyway, just want to tell you you're doing a great job. Still listening to the podcast. Thanks a lot.
Okay, wow. Thanks. Thanks that's a lot, amazing. Mike. That's awesome. I can't imagine seeing that. That just seems crazy to me.
It seems like that's like taking a shower fully clothed.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Out on a jet ski?
It's obviously not going to be in Sports Illustrated either, probably.
No, heavens no.
Wait a minute, isn't that the way Scott takes a shower?
Oh, it's like, look at the new swimsuit edition. Wow, look at the towel on that one.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, we got a big
No, but really, I understood that Scott does not know himself naked. He has never seen it.
Is that what you understand? Oh, famous bald one from down under. No. From lower than that. Okay, listen to this. We got a call about a Big O sighting. All this talk about Big O last week and the big robot show and all that crap about Obsidian's name and his theme song. Anyway, check it out.
Hi, this is Jifty. Love your show. Anyway, I want to call to say O is right. The Big O is, in fact, a Japanese anime. It aired on Cartoon Network. The American fans loved it so much that Cartoon Network actually shelled out a whole lot of money to get the second season going. I personally hated it, but apparently some people liked it. But hey, a million flies can't be wrong. Later.
A million flies can't be wrong? I'm not sure what he means. That may be a Columbia reference, actually.
Not that I know
of. No. Every crap has its fly.
Oh.
Okay.
Got to get that on a shirt.
We said that, didn't we? I said
yep.
that.
You said that.
Hey, Andrew, that may be a reality sooner than you think. We'll talk to you about that later. Some cool stuff Brian and I just heard tonight. Anyway. Sorry, detour.
Scott's talking to himself again.
We'll do a podcast now. How's it going?
Ready and go. Okay, here's something about winning the war. I don't remember what it is, but here it is.
Beat back the Nazi horde with war bonds and by downloading Extra Life Radio. Doctors recommend that driving your lorry to the lift and using the loo twice per day brings good luck. And now, an interview with a gay retarded midget.
Hi. How you doing? Sweetheart.
That was very interesting and riveting. Goodbye. Win the war by 1943.
Oh, I love it. So
that
somebody,
was great.
Somebody's
that
been,
is great.
Somebody's been listening back to the shows in the 40s, I think. Because I don't, I don't mean the literal 40s. I mean like show 43 or 44. That's old stuff when we were doing that. So
yeah, but you've been doing podcasts since the 40s, haven't you?
I've been doing something since then. Here's someone correcting me on GTA London. I said it would be cool if there was a Grand Theft Auto London, and here's what he had to say.
Everyone would just politely yell at each other.
Hey, Scott, this is John from Connecticut. Last show you said how you thought it'd be great if there was a Grand Theft Auto game that took place in London, when indeed there already is one. It's called GTA London 1969 and was released as a free mission pack download for the original Grand Theft Auto game on PC. Not that many people checked it out just because it just wasn't all that popular. If you want to find out what it looks like, you can check out rockstargames.com/GTA London. And, the graphics sucked. Well, anyway, in other Rockstar news, they made a table tennis ping pong game for the Xbox 360 that's coming out soon, which is pretty dumb if you ask me because, you know, you could always just get a table and a wall to play with. But thanks for the great show and keep on doing it. Take care. Bye.
That was awesome. I like all these graphics.
You know what? I propose we should make a new segment called Scott, you know, squat.
Yeah. Or
where people call and they just, you know.
We should have a segment called How Are the Graphics? That's what I think.
Yeah.
And do it like a movie or a video
idea.
Game or something like that. It's not a bad idea. This is maybe the funniest call of the week. This comes from a girl. It's Dusky again. She does quite a few of these.
I love Dusky. This is going to be my wife someday.
This is funny. Check it out.
Hey, Extra Life crew. Dusky here with a question for Scott. I heard you were talking about The View and how your viewers who watch The View would be offended because you insulted them. But it occurred to me that the people who listen to your show aren't watching The View, or vice versa, unless you got the stats saying that a lot of people are doing both.
Oh, what happened?
So that was the funniest call?
No, something happened with the call. What the crap?
Oh,
best
no.
Ever.
Oh, yeah. It got cut yeah. off.
Well, you know, Scott.
Oh, because she said something at the end about how are the demographics. It was great. Oh. It got cut off. Awesome. It must have fried the thing, and I hear
you know,
Andrew.
I bet that when she said it, it sounded awesome.
So, you know, what are your demographics for this?
Yeah.
Okay, we're back.
Have you ever noticed that they're right always here. Women? Because they're cute.
They're always women.
We are no. back. Andrew, women we lost and Andrew again. So I don't know what Andrew's got down there. Like a gator
I'm
died
back.
On the cable or something, but you're back. So welcome back. You had just asked Absolute Amy what our demographics are. I have no idea. I'm guessing a whole bunch of 13-year-olds. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, I think we'd probably mid-20s, mostly mid-20s listeners.
Mid-20s? Okay.
Yeah, I think that's about right. Mid-20s, early 30s. We kind of speak to those groups.
Do you think they get dates?
No. I don't think... I don't think they all do it all, actually, if you had to really put a point
I'm
on it.
I'm just teasing.
Nah, it's all good.
I'm sure they get dates.
She is bringing up the curveballs, isn't she?
Yep, she's playing a mean game. Just kidding. Oh, look where we are. We're at the halfway point. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back in a moment with more. We're going to talk a little bit more about a few more of your calls. We're going to talk about the Diary of a Cartoonist idea I want to talk to everyone about, and a new theme song contest. As well as some other stuff, especially this whole missing footage from Star Wars thing. Definitely want to talk about that. And, of course, our crappy movie of the week. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. This is Scott again, and with me is Brian from YouBuyNow.com. Brian, how's it going?
Very good. How are you?
I'm very good. We'd like to take this time to talk to you real quick about a few things that are going on over there. Tell us what the listeners can look forward to at YouBuyNow.com.
Well, we didn't get a lot of new stuff, but we did get the Master Replicas Star Wars double-bladed Darth Maul FX lightsaber.
They came in. All right. That's great.
It's very sweet. It's about 7 feet. It's a little over 7 feet long, so it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's great. And just so our listeners know, our code that gives you 10% off by using Extra Life still works on that, right?
Yep, that's right.
Anything in the store. That's what we like.
Yeah, it's all-inclusive.
That's very cool. Anything else going on that we should be aware of?
We did add a bunch of new stuff for pre-order. We have the new Final Fantasy X figures up. We have the Picard as Locutus of Borg from Star Trek The Next Generation up.
Nice.
That's an exclusive, so that should do pretty well.
Yeah.
And a bunch of Marvel Legends stuff.
Very, very cool. We knew those were coming as well, so that's awesome to hear. If you guys want to go over there and check out what they've got, you can do so by going to youbuynow.com, and don't forget to use Extra Life as your code, and you'll save 10%. Brian, thanks for being here again.
Sure thing. Thank you.
We'll see you next week. And welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the show. For some reason, Andrew dropped out, so we don't know where he is. Not of school or anything. I mean of Skype. So we'll wait to see if he pops back in, and if he does, he'll be back in and we'll be good to go. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Okay. I wanted to play just one more little call here, and unfortunately, it's a Stump Andrew question, so I'll just bump that one down. Let's listen to a recommendation for a crappy movie of the week, because we're not going to do that yet. Never mind. Hold on.
Sorry. Do you edit later?
He threw me off. Okay.
Oh, you've been doing this for 90 episodes.
Well, 89, if the truth be told. All right. Well, let's talk about this real quick before we get to that final call. As many of you know, I do Diary of a Cartoonist, which is a video podcast that people follow. And what it is, it's me drawing really fast speed and inking and coloring and putting this thing up online, and I narrate them. And they've been kind of popular and done pretty well. And what I've done is on the website, on the blog, you'll notice a sticky topic that asks for your ideas for the next thing I draw. I don't want strip ideas. I don't want full comic ideas. I don't want any of that stuff. I just want a good idea of something you want me to draw. The person who wins will get mentioned on the show, and we'll have your name in the credits.
Draw a chicken.
Drawing a chicken. I already did a chicken. Chicken was yesterday.
You know, this is, you know, dirty chicken. I believe that certain porn sites offer this kind of thing. You know?
Just a slightly different deal.
To do.
Yeah, it's just a little different. But we have one more
draw
contest.
Draw the fish in China.
Indeed. Dude, China. China was one of the worst experiences of my life. One of these shows, I'm going to tell you some stories.
She
Holy
won.
Crap.
Hey, have me on. I can talk about mine, too.
Yeah, we can just commiserate on what a terrible, awful place I visited. Now, I can't speak to the big cities and stuff, but and Hong Kong was beautiful, but
yes.
Like Shenzhen and this like factory district, that was walking death. It was terrible. They fed me dog tongue, if you can believe it.
I think they fed Matt dog butt.
Oh, sweet. Nothing. There's nothing like the springy, fresh breath you get from dog butt.
Ow.
All right. So anyway, the next contest is this. We want a theme song, and we want the listeners, if they're good at like mixing and editing and creating theme songs, we want you guys to work on one. Now, on the side, I ran a poll, and the clear leading, well, at least earlier, the clear leader was we want a permanent Extra Life Radio theme song instead of the random crap I do now. If you guys want to participate in that, submit your submissions. If nothing's good enough, we're not using it.
Submit your submissions.
You get free signed print of any artwork you want in the MyDrawings.com store.
We're in.
Okay, you're in like Flynn. Anybody who wants to do that can do it.
Do it.
I'll listen to anything. And keep in mind, it needs to be catchy, fun, not too crazy, not too short. I mean, it's just got to be perfect. It's got to feel right.
Not too crazy.
What?
Come on, people. Go crazy.
Oh, good. Okay. Columbia? Anyway. So let's see. I needed Andrew for this next topic. Gosh dang it. The punk. All right. Well, let's talk about the missing footage from Star Wars. Now, Amy, I know you're kind of a Star Wars fan, correct?
Absolutely.
Now, I saw this link, and you saw it on our... What?
That makes her officially awesome.
Yes, officially. You were sort of semi-awesome already, but we're going to give
you
the official title now, yeah.
I was so excited when I got out here and I saw this.
That's cool, eh? Now, here's the funny thing about it. Here's why I think they cut it. And I got just one sentence for you. Luke in a fishing hat.
Yeah.
That's all it takes to get on the cutting room floor of Star Wars, is my belief. He looks really stupid.
Well, maybe he
that.
Fishes.
Maybe. Out in this desert. There's a lot of fish out there. But it was kind of interesting to see, although I can see why they cut it.
There's fish in Dune.
It was, yeah, there are fish in Dune. That sounds like a nice restaurant. Fish in Dune. Come to Fish in Dunes. Anyway.
Scott, the topic?
Back on topic. ADD tonight. So where the crap was I? Oh, the point is I can tell why they chopped it. It looked terrible. It was crappy.
Yeah, it was.
Acting was bad and the story was bad, but it's still kind of cool.
And it is true that Biggs slapped his butt. He did.
He did.
Yeah, Biggs. Yeah.
Biggs slapped his butt.
You know, you can see where the name Biggs comes from.
No, wait a minute.
Why? He calls him Daddy Biggs.
He didn't really slap his butt, did he? He really did that?
Towards the end of the scene, towards the very end, where he's saying goodbye, Luke is standing with his front towards the camera, and Biggs moves his shoulder. His hand would be behind Luke. And Luke sort of is pushed forward. Now, you can see clearly that he didn't hit him anywhere from the waist up, because from the waist up, you can see it on camera. So where else did he hit him?
Wow.
On the knee?
That's
a
good point.
Well, you know, I kind of thought that it had a little bit of a homosexual feel to it. I mean,
you like that, don't you?
Well, no, I don't. Well, you know, now I can't even be on my own show.
No, but see, no, wait a minute. You know what? Amy has a point. There was kind of like this weird mentor,
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was kind of like this, like, icky cousin or icky,
yeah,
like, friend.
Like an uncle nephew. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird. I totally agree. And it was like, ooh, I can see why they cut that out.
Yeah, they were having a moment.
His name was Biggs.
Towards the end, they were having a moment. I mean,
they were
totally into it.
Yeah, it was just too weird. Tatooine will never be the same for me. I can't even look at it.
Yeah, you're never going there again.
That was just creepy as heck. Anyway, so I thought that was kind of interesting and worth talking about. Brian, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I just thought the scene was...
stupid?
It was this dialogue was really long, and they really weren't talking about anything that wasn't already discussed. We already knew that Luke wanted to go.
Yeah.
And that, so it's just pretty much just repeating everything they already said.
Now, what did you think of the...
Yeah, people say that George Lucas left out a very important part of the character's backstory, but I don't agree. I mean, you could deduce this from the rest of the movie. I mean, this is not anything we didn't know already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't... It was not needed.
Well,
and it was kind of boring. I mean, it was fun for us now, like how many years later that we were seeing this from the movie we all love. But, you know, back then, I don't think it would have
Well, what was the deal with the weird footage at the beginning that almost looked like Bigfoot footage? It was just like
choppy.
I don't know what that was.
And
I was asking myself,
robot.
Too.
Was that like the test thing? Because I swear that little robot in the beginning, it kind of reminded me from that, what was it, that one movie?
Johnny Number Five? Short Circuit.
I'm like, what is going on?
I got another question about that part. Was that a door that led to nowhere? That like those doors that, like those doors that Bugs Bunny uses to.
That's what I thought. I thought that was really, really weird, and it was kind of ethereal, kind of just like, I don't feel right watching this. And then he started talking. I'm like, okay, it's okay now.
It was kind of creepy.
Yeah, I thought. It was weird.
And you know, when I first saw that, I'm like, this is all the fuss. This is what all the fuss is about.
Yeah.
As it got to some dialogue and color stuff, I thought, oh, okay, it's okay. What were you saying, Amy?
Well, yeah, when my son watched this, and he's 5 and a half. He thought it was really cool. He's like, that's cool. And I'm like, Luke, it's not in the movie.
Yeah. His name is Luke. That's right.
Yeah, his name is Luke.
Your kid's name is Luke?
You really are a Star Wars fan. That's awesome.
Yeah.
As long as you didn't name him Biggs. Biggs.
This is awesome. Like when Hammerhead. Your kid is outside playing and he can't do something and he calls for help, you go like, use the force, Luke.
Yeah. Well, force. You know, we do have those jokes. And when he was about a couple years ago, we were at the playground and I was introducing him to somebody and he refused to tell them his real name. He said he was Luke Skywalker on the swing.
Well, my next kid is going to be named Bib Fortana. Just letting you know, going for the obscure one. Going for the weird one. Anyway, good times. Hope everybody's seen that. If you haven't, you can actually search the Extra Life blog for Star Wars at myextralife.com and check it out. Let's move on to one other little bit of information that I wish Andrew was here for because he's the expert. But there was a game announced at E3 that supposedly has 390 square miles of actual game space. Like, you can literally travel 390 miles in any given direction. My first impression was like, oh, now look at this, a big immersive world. Think of the things you could do. That's like 600 times bigger than the last Grand Theft Auto game. And then the next thought that came to me was, what are you going to do with all that space? I mean, that's a lot of content.
My question is, what is there in those? What is there?
Yeah, what is there? That's exactly my point. Is it just huge open space?
Is it a big city or is it just like 360 square miles of grass?
I don't know.
No, I just traveled 3 days and saw a cricket.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think, Brian? You think that's a bunch of crap? Do you think it's a stupid idea, or do you think there's merit?
Well, there's merit, but you got to make sure you got enough players there first, because that's going to be a lot of area to cover. Is that a multiplayer game or is that a single player game?
I assume there's some multiplayer element, but I didn't see. Didn't read.
No. Yeah, from what I read, I thought it was a single player game.
Is it?
Could be.
Well, forget that. That crap's crap.
They were
comparing Spore.
It to Oblivion.
What about Spore? You got freaking whole planets you can go to.
Yeah, Spore is much more intriguing to me because it's what they're doing with the space that matters. Yeah. And you only need what you need to do to make something cool happen. And if 390 miles lets you do something really cool, go for it.
I've had games like that before, like Motocross Madness. You ever play that? Microsoft's Motocross Madness?
Yeah, way back.
Yeah, and if you get off the track too far, and all of a sudden you're like, you get to drive back for 30 minutes, and you're like, oh come on. Oh.
I know I came this way before, and you get lost. Yeah.
Well, I remember, I don't know if any of you guys played Gothic, which was a really cool role-playing game.
I heard it was good.
I did.
Though.
It had great graphics.
It had great graphics.
Did you play that on the X-Cube is the question.
I did.
The X-Cube.
Yeah, because the X-Cube is one of those cross-platform things that can play any game from any time, including the future.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. So
it plays all those Disney games really
yeah,
well.
Yeah, but Gothic, for example, it was pretty big. I don't know how big it was. I'm assuming it's not as big as some of like the most current games, but I remember that it was a lot of fun to explore, but because you had like forests and a bunch of mountains and cliffs and stuff like that, that didn't even make it into the main storyline of the game, but you would just have fun exploring these places.
Yeah. Well, it's actually
so
one of the things.
If this game is anything like that, it's my kind
of
game.
Well, it's one of the things I actually like about World of Warcraft is they give you it's tons of space to explore, but it's really well populated with things to do in the space. And that's important. I think if you don't have a game, if you got a game with a lot of space and you're going to end up with like an Asheron's Call 2 on your hand, which was poo, which was all shades of poo, in my opinion.
Tell us, Scott, what shades is your poo?
Speaking of strange, and by the way, I'm not even bothering not saying speaking of in this particular episode, so I'm just going to do it. Solid Snake in the new Smash Brothers. I know it's old news, but I just had to mention it because that's the freaking coolest thing in the history of the world. That's just a riot. And if I asked you, Amy, who Solid Snake was and what Smash Brothers was, would you know what I meant?
Fire.
Fire. It's our safety word. Fire.
Safety word.
Fire.
That's awesome.
You know, last week in my webcomic, I made a joke that I was dressed up in a camouflage outfit, and I said I was Skinny Snake.
Skinny Snake. I missed that
and
one.
Nobody got it.
I missed it. I should
and
read
nobody
your comic.
Got it. People were writing me emails asking me, like, if Skinny Snake was some guy in a Colombian animation or something. Like, come on, guys. You know, Solid Snake, Liquid Snake, Skinny Snake.
Yeah.
Nobody got it.
I'm with
nobody
you.
Nobody got it. It was so sad.
Well, that's okay.
Skinny Snake. Is that a Colombian animation?
The question is there a Colombian animation? There can't be.
Oh, there's been a couple. They all suck.
Sure, that's true. What is it? Stop motion, watch that stick move over to the mud pit?
No, really.
Stop
there
motion,
was once
mashed
a Colombian...
potatoes? What is it?
Okay, get ready to laugh.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, there was once
a
Colombian anime.
Okay.
A Colombian anime? Yeah, it was a movie about the guy that led to the liberation of Colombia and Venezuela, Ecuador... And he was called Simón Bolívar. The movie was called Bolívar el Héroe.
Jeez.
And it was done in anime style.
All right.
If you do a lookup on IMDb, it is considered one of the worst movies of all time.
So wait a minute. How can you call it an anime? I thought to be an anime, you had to be Japanese. Is that not true?
Well, they tried to make it an anime.
Oh, okay. So they were shooting for that style, though. That kind of giant-eyed, what you doing, that's no fair, that kind of stuff.
They were aiming for it, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, it sounds like they missed.
Failed miserably, though.
Speaking of a movie that is missed completely, is our crappy movie of the week. This week's crappy movie of the week is Rollerball. Now, this is the 70s one, not the new one, which is...
Equally sucky?
Yeah, probably worse sucky. The first one has a little bit better things.
But
going
in
on.
The new one, dear listeners of Extra Life, if you need a reason to watch it, you get to see Rebecca Ronjan Stamos's boobies.
Oh.
For about 2 seconds.
Did you say Ronjas?
Those are 2 seconds.
Rebecca Ronjas? What'd you call her?
Ronjan.
Rebecca.
I thought it was Romaine.
Who cares?
It's Romaine.
You can see the boobies.
Yeah, you see the. I guess,
you can see the boobies for 2 seconds.
Yeah, I guess who cares?
Let's focus here.
But I do have some good sounds from it. Before we do that, someone actually recommended it. Let's hear his call.
Hey, Scott. This is Dustin from North Carolina. I had a message for you about your crappy movie of the week. Just wanted to make a suggestion. I haven't heard all the shows, so you may have already used this one, but... it's a gem if you've never seen it. It's called Rollerblade.
Okay, now he recommended the movie Rollerblade. It's Rollerball. I couldn't find Rollerblade. So if there is a movie called Rollerblade, let me know. But I think it was Rollerball. And if so, well, that's what we're using.
Well, there's a movie called BMX.
It ain't that. Trust me.
Remember that movie? That movie rocked.
BMX. Bowel Movement X. Okay, we have something about bashing in faces, which is always something I'm interested in, of course. So check out this clip.
You know what those executives dream about out there behind their desks? They dream they're great rollerballers. Yeah. They dream they're Jonathan. They have muscles. They bash in faces.
He's right, too, you know.
All right.
Now, wait.
He speaks the truth.
You know who that is, Brian. That's the guy that did the old...
It's your uncle.
We earn it. That guy.
That's right.
Help me.
Was he talking to James Caan?
I don't know.
Probably.
I can't remember his name.
He was, because...
But he's the guy that says, he's some bank. We don't earn your business, or no, we don't buy your business or whatever. We earn it. It's that guy, whoever he is. So nice career move for that guy. This one's not necessarily funny, but it's kind of an interesting intro to the whole thing and the mentality of the film. Check it out.
Now the crowd cheers once again as this Houston audience greets its team, led by the storied athlete Jonathan E.
Okay, I played it because I wanted to mention Jonathan E. is the stupidest name for any character ever. Jonathan E.? That's dumb.
That's it?
Come on. Come up with something
Scott
better.
Scott Johnson?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They would never use my stupid common name for a thing like that. But the best clip I saved for last, and it's any time you make fun of Japanese people, is good by me. So check it out.
So we got two games left. Guess who we play first? Tokyo. Who'd have thought they'd make it to the playoffs?
They're good. They got the old samurai spirit.
Yeah, but they're only about this tall.
That's horrible.
I love that. But they're all about this tall.
They're all about this tall.
And apparently only rednecks play rollerball in the future. So, good times. All right, that is that. What else do we have? Are we done? I had to stump Andrew, but Andrew's not here.
To watch rollerball.
Try to stump Brian.
Watch.
All right, let's stump Brian real quick. Brian?
All right.
Here's your question.
Are you a monkey?
I don't have one. Amy, ask him a question. Come up with a good one. What's something you want to ask Brian?
Oh, my gosh.
Put you on the spot.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
This is how we always end the show. It's like,
okay, I'm going to.
Brian, how often do I play my Xbox? Or my X Cube? My X
Cube.
Earlier,
you said you played it once a night, every night, I do believe.
Yeah, that is now under discussion. We believe our lawyers will let you know if there's a...
Brian, how old are you?
I'm 34.
Oh, my God. You're old, dude.
Old.
You're old enough to be Obsidian's father.
Yeah. And I may be.
Oh, hold on. Okay,
Player
hold on.
Mama said hi.
Hold on. Matt would like to interject. He wants to ask a question.
Matt, pop in. Right. Come on in.
Quick question. Why is... what's the game? Not Extra Life, because that's what we're listening to.
Yeah.
What's the game, Matt? Come on, honey. Come on. You can do it, babe.
I can't remember the game.
You know, this
babe.
Is kind of cute. You guys are like.
Was it Pac-Man?
World of Warcraft.
All I know.
Oh, what about World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
Why is it so addictive, and why should I stay away? Because I don't want to become addicted like the rest of the world.
You know what? We have slowly, member by member of the Tripod Network, gotten people hooked. Chad from Me and the Bean is now playing. I see him on there quite often. And other people from other shows are getting in. Len from Jawbone just hit level 50. So I will sum up in a very short way why I think the game is so addicting.
Is your name Brian?
Yes. Oh, it was no, this was a Brian question, wasn't it?
That's fine.
Go ahead, dude. No, I ain't hogging no freaking deal. You tell me why you think that's true. I bet you say what I
because
think.
Because everybody think. Wants to be a cow. And you can play as a cow on this game.
That's what it is?
That's what it is. It's the cow. Everybody has a Tauren.
Hey, what happens when your Tauren...
Eventually.
What happens when your Tauren snags himself on barbed wire? What do you call that? Utter destruction.
Utter destruction.
That was bad.
I was going to say a bad day. I don't know.
A bad day in the... Yeah, it is a bad day. But no, here I actually really believe there's a real answer to this. And the answer is, it's just... fun, and they have a lot of risk and reward. It's kind of like, oh, you did this, so now do that, and that was easy. Okay, cool, do this. It's a little harder. Oh, I got this now. Oh, I can do one more. It's always that one more quest, one more thing. Yeah.
It's always changing.
Yeah. So Matt, you need to get in.
So you're taking over the world with this game.
We'll get him set up. We'll get him money. We'll get him gear. We'll get him whatever he needs to go.
Oh, great.
Yeah. We'll send you some good armor, a couple of good weapons. You just have to join the Horde side of the Earthen Ring server, and you're in like Flynn.
Yeah, I don't know about this. I don't know if this would be something Red Boy should get involved in. He's already involved in too many other little geeky things that I don't understand, obviously.
Hey, look at me. I host 4 podcasts, and I'm still playing World of Warcraft, so I think we can fit him in.
Man.
And he's married. Conceptually, at
For
least.
Now.
And I have 3 kids.
Right now?
Yeah.
3?
Yeah, I do. I have a 12-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a... But nobody wants to hear this.
Nobody wants to hear this.
Yeah, let's do my bio at the end of the show here. But I do want to say before we go, a special thanks to Amy, who is really absolute Amy, from the Red Boy Podcast. And again, you can find out more about their show by going where, Amy?
You need to go to redboypodcast.com.
You guys should check it out. It's one of the better couples podcasts out there. Speaking of couples, Brian and Obsidian.
And it's not sex.
That's true.
No, it's one of the few that isn't.
It's one of the few.
We probably
you'll
no,
need
I won't
to
go
clarify
there.
Because maybe people will feel like me and maybe they'll go like, ooh, couples podcast. Dude, this
it's
is
not a swingers thing,
no,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's not Don and Drew part 2 over there. but we want to thank the other couple who came with us. And by the way, Matt, thanks for popping in occasionally. We enjoyed that as well. But we want to thank Brian and Obsidian, as always, for being here. Thank you, gentlemen.
Call us a couple?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, Brian, but, you know, we're not at that point yet.
I think the Colombian authorities are listening in on his connection, which is our sign that we must go. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show. This, again, has been Extra Life Radio number 89, I'm told. Sorry, got a little ahead of myself. Only 11 more shows, or I guess 10 more shows until we went 100, unless my math's wrong. We're pretty excited about that. We'll keep you up to date on what we decide to do. As always, you can join in on the fun by visiting myextralife.com, join the forums, check out the blog, and read the comic I put up 3 times a week. You can also leave us a voicemail, 206-203-CRAP. That's the crap line, 206-203-CRAP. And while you're at it, send us an email, myextralife@gmail.com. We'll see you for show 90 later.
Previously on Extra Life Radio.
Moms can be geeks too.
If you want to learn more about what that means, you need to steal that bamboo freaking rickshaw over there and take it to the mob boss down the street for coffee beans.
They'll show like the first definition, the second, the third. The third is...
it's two fat people wearing a belt.
And Brian, thanks for doing that with Brian. We wanted to get the feeling of a mother on that.
I try to explain to him that he can't do what they're doing to his friend. All these women all modeling. She looked like this troll sitting right in the front.
I am slower than cold tar running uphill on a winter day.
Girl came on the show and he's all flustered now.
I don't even know what...
So my doctor called it. That is weird.
And it's a simple answer. I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah, but when it comes to blood in my underwear, I want to know how it got there.
Hey, Scott, I asked that everyone keep their pants on. I'm Stan Lee, and I can't even get a friggin' hot dog!
Hello, this is Derek from Washington. I've been listening to this for a while, but this is the first time I've actually had the courage to call because I didn't think people could get on the show, but then my friend Zach actually got on to blather about wild stuff last week, so I just wanted to call and correct you on 87, where I believe it was Andrew said that in Japan the NES was originally called the disk system. It was actually, you were right, it was the Famicom, but the disk system was an attachment that went on the bottom of the Famicom that you could buy separately, and actually it would load floppy disks that provided for things like save game files and stuff like that. And you could even go to the 80s Japanese equivalent of a DS download station where they'd have, let's say, software on a kiosk, and then you put it in, and then it would upload the game. So it was a really cool concept for its time. Anyways, I just wanted to say that and give a shout-out. Anyways, thanks. Bye.
Hey, Scott and the gang. It's Alien here from the UK. I was just listening to show 85 earlier and heard about O's problems with Google AdSense. From what he said, it kind of reminded me of something similar. Sometimes when I vote for a comic through Buzz Comics, it tells me that I've already voted, even though I haven't. It then goes on to say that maybe if I'm on dial-up, then that could be the cause of it, as dial-up users often get a different IP ID each time they connect, and someone else who might have had the IP ID before them might have voted that day. There's just one problem. I'm not on dial-up, I use cable. The thing is, my ISP, and apparently quite a few others, use something called a transparent proxy, also known as a ghost proxy. All HTTP traffic goes through it. It's not something you have the choice whether to use or not. What does this have to do with anything? Well, to put it simply, there are at least two ways of detecting a person's IP ID from the server end. The way that works for everybody and the stupid way, which Buzz Comics use. If Google used the stupid way, then that could explain their thinking that O's on the fiddle or whatever. Because they'd only see his, the proxies of the people who are voting, so they'd only see one IP address per proxy server rather than all the people that are accessing through it. Anyway, don't know if that helps him any, but also, you guys in show 86 got ADD and OCD mixed up. You said OCD, which is obsessive compulsive disorder. What I think you meant was ADD, which is attention deficit disorder. All right, bye guys.
Hey guys at Extra Life, I'm just calling in because I heard about a little Dean Cain fetish through the show. That's some information that you might like. I was watching G4QZ, Attack of the Show, when I saw them going to a movie set of the movie Dead and Deader, where Dean Cain will save us all from the zombies, apparently.
You're listening to the Tripod Network. What's on?